Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community. Here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Today, hear some local voices from the Pennsylvania Farm Show, plus lawmakers discuss regulations on hemp. And learn about a few ways to keep Northeast Pennsylvania warm in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's Friday, January 16th. Let's get into it. First today, Pennsylvania hemp business leaders are embracing statewide calls to regulate their products in the face of an upcoming federal ban. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, state lawmakers expect to consider restrictions sometime this year.
A federal ban on intoxicating hemp products takes effect in less than a year, but Jake Sittler of Lancaster has been advocating for members of Congress to delay. Sittler owns Endo Cafe, which sells hemp-derived drinks. He says he wants to see hemp regulations, not a ban.
It's not about avoiding regulatory, but it's about avoiding regulatory whiplash, protecting these farmers, and making sure the rules we build actually last.
Sittler is meeting with state lawmakers to write state guardrails that can support hemp in the wake of those federal changes. Law enforcement officials and medicinal marijuana companies claim hemp products that can make users high exist in a legal loophole. They say it must be closed for public safety. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that story. Now, that meeting was at the Pennsylvania Farm Show, and WVIA News also spent the day in Harrisburg on Thursday. Thousands of people wandered the aisles of the show, sampling food, showing animals, and shopping among hundreds of vendors. One of those vendors was Liam's Luck Woodworking of Bloomsburg. Owner Liam McKay spent Thursday preparing for a demonstration on how to carve a wooden stirring stick known as a spurtle.
So we'll be using a piece of maple and we'll hand carve it to a finished piece when it's all said and done.
McKay started his woodworking business 17 years ago as a way to raise money for a trip to Europe through the People to People Student Ambassador Program. Now he feels like he's helping keep the art of woodworking alive.
You know, as each generation passes, the knowledge that they have and share becomes kind of lost, or more and more of it disappears. So when we can both share our craft as well as interact with people from all generations or different groups or different experiences, we learn a lot, we share knowledge.
Find more of our coverage of the Farm Show at WVIA.org and look for even more stories over the next few days. Now, some of you might be looking forward to a long weekend today. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and there are several ways to give back to others in honor of MLK. WVIA's Isabella Weiss reports on how you can keep Northeast Pennsylvania warm during this winter season.
January is not usually the season for giving, and Christmas time is pretty expensive. But Sister Mary Alice Jaconot says the new year is when families are most in need. She's the president and CEO of St. Joseph's Center in Dunmore. They're holding a winter children's clothing drive.
Winter kind of drags on for a little while, and so you could even have children who start winter in one size and outgrow the clothing, so they may find themselves needing really two winter coats.
The Children's and Baby Pantry is accepting new and gently used clothing from newborns to 12-year-olds, and diapers are also appreciated. Jaconot says MLK Day is a great time for families to get organized and give back to others by donating clothes their children have grown out of.
Families bring their children to show what it is to care about one's community by sharing with others what you no longer need. And we have lots of families who even go out shopping and then bring something and say, you know, we used our Christmas gift cards and we bought something for ourselves and we bought something for someone else.
And in Luzerne County, the local NAACP and Freedman JCC is hosting a blankets and broth event. JCC President Jane Messenger says the community's needs have doubled in the past few years.
We hear from them, you know, that, you know, things are getting desperate. and just being able to keep warm, to put food on the table, you know, to be making really difficult choices about what you can purchase because, you know, you're so limited by the increased cost.
St. Joseph's Winter Clothing Drive is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Dunmore. And the Freedman JCC's Blanket and Broth event is from 9 a.m. to noon in Kingston. I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Now, since it is in fact Friday, that means it's time for Community Connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Attorney Kathy O'Donnell is a community service bridge builder, spearheading the third annual Blankets and Broth, January 19th at the Freedman JCC in Kingston. The goal is to have volunteers construct fleece blankets in a short amount of time, meet new people in the process, and realize their collective efforts made a difference. Kathy O'Donnell takes the story from here.
I was lucky enough about 4 years ago to go to Josh Shapiro's inauguration, and that was to take place the day after Martin Luther King Day. And what he did on the Martin Luther King Day prior to the inauguration was have in Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, and Philadelphia a very similar project. It was bringing together the JCC and the NAACP in those regions in order to make fringe blankets. It was the first time I had ever even really heard that concept, and it gave me the opportunity to sit around a table with 8 people who I did not know and just start making fringe blankets for the unhoused in the area. I thought that it was something that Northeast Pennsylvania could really respond to. This is the valley with a heart. I loved the way that it built bridges between so many different people. And I just loved how, frankly, informal that was. And so I copied the project. I took it to the Freedman JCC, asked them if we could utilize the space. And I thought it would be nice to tie it in with something that they already do, which is Sarah's Table and the food pantry. Because Sarah's Table services the entire community 26 times a year, every other week, and feeds about 240 to 260 cars during each of those outings.
So aside from making the warm blankets on this day of service, are you also looking for people to bring in some non-perishable food to help the pantry out?
All of the non-perishable food that you can bring will be utilized as part of that food drive. So I would say that even if you can't participate, you don't have the time, please bring non-perishable food and drop it off at the Freedman JCC, and it will be utilized to feed people in our community. The span of our fellow citizens that you see, older people, we see people with very young children, we see people who are physically challenged, we see veterans, and all of that is very obvious in our community and very humbling to know that people are hungry. And so this food drive is really an important part of this component. This is a half-day service project from 9 till noon. It's January 19th of 2026, which is Martin Luther King Jr.'s day. If you can only come for an hour, please do that. Many hands make work light.
Are there any physical requirements involved in this project?
There are no physical requirements to this project. You would simply walk into the front door of the Freedman JCC. You can take a seat at any table, and you literally sit at your side of the table and make cuts 3 to 4 inches in length into the blanket. Once the whole side is cut, take the top and bottom part of the material and you tie it into knots. And what you have is a thicker, nice, warm fleece blanket that's done. You do not have to lift anything. The ripple effect and how it has spread through the community in other ways and in other forms of service really goes months beyond January 19th.
After you're watching people cutting and tying and making blankets, how does that make you feel at the end of it all?
You have done something in order to help someone other than yourself. And that is my silent prayer every day.
Special thanks to Kathy O'Donnell on the upcoming Blankets and Broth event happening January 19th. Hear more of the story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, one last thing for you today. Before the week is over, let's take a look back at This Week in History with WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, January 12th through the 18th. Way back in 1784, this is the week the Continental Congress ratifies the Treaty of Paris. That's the document in which the United States is recognized as a sovereign, independent nation, ending the American Revolution. In 1840, here at home, a newspaper reporter in Wayne County is asked to launch the Jeffersonian Republican. According to Library of Congress records, coverage bounces from Milford in Pike County to Stroudsburg in Monroe County, where eventually the paper settles permanently. 1954, this is the week baseball hero Joe DiMaggio marries Hollywood star Marilyn Monroe. They would divorce not even a year later. And in 2010, this is the week hundreds of thousands of people are killed when Haiti is devastated by a massive earthquake, in particular, the capital, Port-au-Prince. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? Find more stories all weekend long at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss a beat. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.